Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A Wednesday, and you feel like this is the real beginning of fall. See those temperatures cooling down? I got a noon kickoff in West Point on Saturday, 57 degrees. We're edging down.
Getting pumped up, man? That should be fun.
Yeah. And then the dessert is watching MSU get butchered on national TV.
Who knows? You know, maybe if the weather's like this, maybe they could hang around. That's what we've been hearing from Ojo, right?
Oh, that's what that drunk idiot at night had to say. I mean, no, it's just everything's a bit with Bob, and it frustrates me.
And I know you think you were very clear yesterday that Michigan State will get killed, but does part of you, like I'm talking 5-10%, think maybe they could hang with them? Maybe they can hang with them and keep it close late or something like that.
But what does close late mean? See, that's how I know you're a Lions fan. You talk like a loser.
Do you think maybe they could keep? They could.
Say the magic word.
Have it within a score, within a touchdown type game in the fourth quarter.
Are they going to win? You think I care about close? Losers care about close.
Well, you're saying they're going to get killed. That's why
you
talk about the point spread within 20.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't. I think Ohio State's best team in America. And I don't think we're very good. So, no. I mean, like, of course I want them to win. Who the hell doesn't want their team to win? But, like, wanting them to win and then thinking they're going to win are two different things. No, I don't know a rational person in my life who thinks they're going to win this game. I don't. I don't know how they stay close. So it kind of, when you plan the trip to go see a football game by day and watch a football game by night, you hoped MSU was going to look a lot better and OSU wouldn't look outer space. Yeah, it would be a fun night. Now, I think in the back of my mind, I'm already planning what I'll do for the second half because we're just not going to sit there and watch that.
Well, yeah, and you also mentioned on the podcast that's out today, radio.com and iTunes, that you're going to the Giants game too.
Oh, yeah.
What are you more excited about, go to West Point or go to MetLife?
Oh, West Point. Yeah. I don't like MetLife. I'm doing this for a buddy. I'm not doing this for me. MetLife is a waste of time. It's just kind of average. It's a very average NFL stadium.
Is it?
The reason it's better than Ford Field is it's outside. Football inside is illegal.
And Ford Field's just so quiet, too, you know? So.
No, Ford Field is a really nice venue when the fans are into it from a noise perspective. Yep. The actual stadium? One of the worst I've been to.
See, and that's, I always...
Empty storefronts and just, it's got nothing around it except one little bar. The tailgating's all disjointed. Inside, I mean, it's just, it's whatever. It's not, I don't like indoor football.
I'm always interested in that discussion because, you know, sometimes you see Ford Field ranked somewhat high in the stadium rankings, but it just doesn't really have much identity. Does it? The building itself, the stadium doesn't really have anything.
Yeah, like MetLife, special. At least there's one giant parking lot, everyone tailgates in the same place, and you're outside. But that's really where it ends for me. The actual, like, stadium, very sterile. Very like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it's any one stadium. Both the Giants and Jets play there. It doesn't feel like the old Giants stadium had a feeling to it. It was Giants stadium and the Jets were our tenant. You know, the walls were blue. The seats were red. It had a weird Meadowlands logo at midfield, which always bothered me. But like, I don't know. Yeah, MetLife, not great, but I think any outdoor football stadium is automatically better than Ford Field because inside football sucks.
Yeah, Ford Field is really bad.
It was bad.
When you notice, like, film or NFL, ESPN, Fox or whatever, if a team played at Ford Field, they use that stock video a lot because it's just bland in the background so they can kind of blur it out in the background. Yeah. You don't really know where it is, but you know it's Ford Field.
They could have done bland. They could have done so many cool things with Ford Field, and they never did. And then the problem is it seems like they never will.
No, they're not doing it.
Like, I don't get that. Like, Comerica is so much better
than
Ford Field, because automatically Comerica had street level stuff. They had the beer garden. You could look through the gates. There's like a real feeling of nostalgia with it. I like Comerica Park. I'm not telling you it's the best park in the league, but I think Comerica is a very nice park.
It's the best stadium in the city, I think.
Well, it's the only one.
I mean, I know people love LCA and it's new and whatever, but.
Who loves LCA? Who loves LCA?
Well,
I haven't heard a single person tell me they love it.
We did this topic within the year it was open. The reviews,
oh, I forgot.
People like it, whatever.
Blank, drab, concrete expanses outside of an arena totally turns me on.
Yeah, Comerica's the nicest.
Yeah, District Detroit's been a real hit.
Like the sewer covers?
Yeah, those sewer covers are hot. But don't forget, we got Mike's Pizza. You know, Kid Rock slanging the grandma's cookie recipe. Like, I don't know, man. LCA, I don't get it. Not for me.
I'd seen a stat today, actually, now that we're talking about this, and I know that there's only been two games so far this season at Ford Field, so let's not freak out over it, but I saw that the Lions are like 23rd in home attendance. They just haven't been getting good numbers so far.
That'll pick up. Relax. Minnesota game will be sold out. The Bear game will be sold out. Just relax, will you? You and your little sample sizes. You think people were excited to go watch and play the Chargers? No.
No,
that's sold out.
So I prefaced this, said it's only been two games or whatever, but.
It's just such a limited sample size. But no, to answer your question, I don't know what's wrong with thinking your team's going to lose. I'll still watch. I'll still root for them. But, like, if D'Antonio was able to pull this off, wouldn't it be his greatest win ever? I don't think there'd be anything close. It would trump the Rose Bowl. It would trump the comeback against Baylor. It would trump 2015 in Columbus using two backup quarterbacks. It would trump all of them. Because this Ohio State team, to me, I think you could combine Michigan and Michigan State's rosters and you wouldn't beat them. I mean, right now.
That's crazy to think about. There shouldn't be that big of a talent disparity. I get it that there's always going to be some, one team's going to be a little more talented, but come on, it shouldn't be this heavy, should it?
Yeah. MSU doesn't get any of the players OSU gets.
Even from Michigan, like what Spielman was saying last week, the difference in talent, it should never be this big of a gap.
That's Chris Spielman using nostalgia as his crutch in a weak argument. The gap is this big. You don't get the players OSU gets. You don't get any of those guys. Who do you get? Like, what? When's the last time Michigan got players like OSU on a consistent basis? Stacking five-star players, stacking classes like OSU. When? It probably was 20 years ago. But, like, you don't get those guys. We don't get those guys. And now Ryan Day is ratcheting it up a level. Here's the question. This is really where it all points. Is this the fault of the playoff? Are kids only going to go to 8 to 10 schools in America because they're the only 8 to 10 that can consistently challenge for the playoffs? Is that really what it is? I mean, has the playoff basically altered recruiting forever, that Clemson and Bama and OSU and Georgia and Oklahoma, that prime five, and maybe you tack on LSU and Texas, you know, that basically those are the only schools that will get the elite players moving forward. Because kids want to play for championships, and those are the schools that have proven they can get there time and again outside of LSU and Texas. They just have a spoil of riches, geographically speaking. I had a buddy tell me that today on the phone with him this morning driving in. This is the playoffs' fault. It's ruining college football. There's no players left for anybody. The wealth spread's too big. And it was funny. You see a stat out there about how the teams that are in the top 10 right now, if you combine four-star and five-star recruits on the roster, and I want to see if I have this. Four-star and five-star recruits on the roster, right? Alabama has 69 four- and five-star players. Georgia, 59. OSU, 60. Clemson, 40. LSU, 51. And then 50 for OU. You know what Wisconsin's got? 9. You know what Florida's got? 39. But think about it. OSU has 13 five-star players. 13. How many does Michigan have? How many does Michigan State have? Forget about 13 combined. Oh, we have five. I mean, Patterson was a five-star. He's shown he's not that good. Who else? Who was a five-star player?
Daxton Hill, right?
Okay.
Off the top of my head.
There's one. Who else?
DPJ? Was he five or four?
Four, I believe. DPJ.
I'll tell you what. He's a five-star in my eyes. He's a lovely young man. Take him. There's two. Who else? What? You want one kid no one's thinking of that may not exist? Here's a third. Fine. You got three. Ohio State is 13. Michigan State, zero. Oh, the gap can't be this big. Chris Spielman, the gap is this big. And it's only getting worse. So is it the playoffs' fault? Is this the unintended consequence of giving us what we all thought we wanted? I'm asking you. All right, ticket text coming in. You know, Sully's sitting here telling me, but isn't there a chance, Mike? And I go, no, not really. We have but a handful of players who would start for OSU, a handful. And Michigan, truly, I think it's the same thing. I'm not being insulting. It's the truth. I mean, go down the list. Would Patterson start? No. Would any of your running backs start over Dobbins? No. I give you a couple of your old linemen. Okay, no problem. Wide receivers? Nah. Maybe Nico, but I don't think OSU's in a rush to get rid of any of their trio of guys. I mean, defensively, you don't have anyone on your D-line that would start over the likes of Cooper and Chase Young. Linebacking core? No contest. You want to argue Ross? Ross's a nice player, but like I said. And your secondary? I mean, even LeVert Hill, who's the best you got, he's no Jeffrey Okuda. Like, it's just OSU is the haves, the rest of us are the have-nots. Is this a product of the playoff? That's what I'm asking you. Did the same thing when I heard Sully say people love LCA. I still haven't met one. Mike, agree with you. Ford Field's extremely subpar, but I have to ask, is there anything in your opinion they could do to improve it now? Take the roof off? Have street-level bars and restaurants? And fun. Probably put a new team inside of it, too, because generally they just disappoint us, although there is a bit of hope this year.
Yo, don't get me started on the retractable roof stuff. You know, I feel very strongly about
that. I know. You want to see a roof on Comerica. You're insane.
Well, technically, people don't know this. When it was built and designed, it was built with an eye towards the future of the possibility to add a retractable roof later. It was. Now, will that happen? Who knows? I don't know how difficult it is to clip one
answer.
On.
No.
I mean, it's hilarious to hear him say an eye towards the future. When has his organization ever had their eye towards the future? They designed it to have an eye towards the future? Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Hiring Matt Millen.
Yeah.
For the future.
Yeah, an eye on the future. Go ahead. What are you waiting for?
Just do it.
By the time they have their eye on the future, they're going to be trying to build a new stadium.
Here, let me give you the exact quote from citydata.com. Comerica Park, more than just a baseball field. The stadium was built so that it could someday have a retractable roof should they decide to add it.
The team's going to have the lowest payroll in baseball. He thinks they're going to spend $1 billion to put a roof on.
No. I am not saying they will. I'm just informing the people that you can have the dream alive because it is, with how it's constructed, there is able to be a retractable roof if they want to.
You know what my dream is? I'll tell you what my dream is. My dream is for the NBA to contract the Detroit Pistons.
No!
And give us an expansion franchise.
No.
Jeez.
Which will be called the Motor City Hustle. Something better.
Pistons.
I'm glad somebody does. Can't wait for those 36
Media
wins.
Day was the other day. That's right. Derek
yeah.
Rose was talking about why he came here because he felt like the team could be competitive.
He goes, yeah, the one thing I'm missing is a championship. Yeah, Derek, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. You're probably going to die without one of those two unless you
article,
become a coach.
I was reading an article today, actually, about that. It said Derek Rose and Blake Griffin reuniting after all these years. And I was thinking to myself, Am I missing something? Did they play together at one point over the years? And then it was
they
an article
each other
about
in the hospital when they both had blown out knees.
Well, it was about how they played together in the 2007 McDonald's All-American game. And now they're reuniting after all these
very
years.
Special time in both young men's lives. God help us. Go to Sean 97.1. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Mike. Every year I yell about this when we talk about expanding the playoffs. I thought it was a bad idea from the beginning. The two teams started the whole thing. All you did was make all the top players in the country want to go to the top programs. There are 5-6 teams getting all the best players in the country. You have to expand the playoffs with 120 teams, whatever they got, or you have to make a new division. They just created this whole, why does anybody want to go? Obviously you got your academies. And you got your kids that go to school just to go to school, but to go to play football, why is anybody going to go anywhere besides Bama or Clemson or Ohio State? Or, who thought this was a good idea?
Well, I've got a fix for it. I just don't think people are going to like it. And it's simple. I think you got to cap the number of 5-star players a team can have. You got to cap them. Cap them.
Well, aren't you just adding then? The people who are rating the players.
I know.
Aren't you incorporating a whole underlying growth of the scumbags who rate players on their own merit?
Well, right, but that's where we would have to have an actual, real system and not just a guy boosting so he can get better subscription numbers for his site.
Well, so what if you incorporated either, a Division 1A plus and had it a 40-team division an actual football conference, and then everybody can still have their feel-good football teams, and you got a top division in the country.
I've always said you're going to have a haves and a have not. I thought it would go to a 16-team Big Ten, all right, and it would be 4 16-team conferences: Midwest, South, East, West, 64 teams. And you're right; it would create another subdivision. It would just create another subdivision of the haves and the have-nots. Like Kansas would not be a have. They're out. Iowa State would not be a have. Baylor would not be a have.
Don't you agree that it would give them a better shot of landing better talent?
Yes.
If they know they have somewhat of a chance to be involved in, a 12-team playoff?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. No, I absolutely agree with you. It's just
have a good day, Mike.
Yeah, Sean, I appreciate you, brother. That's just where it's at. Again, Ohio State, they're adding, 3 more 5-star kids to their recruiting this year. Michigan's adding currently 0. The gap just grows. Clemson added 5 more. So you just have to ask yourself the question. If all the top 25 players no longer go to top 20 programs, but only top 5 or top 6, is this the unintended consequence?
Let me follow up on that point you said about limiting the 5-stars. So you're saying just per team there's a – I could tell you've somewhat thought this out before. Is it 5 per team? Is it – how would that work?
I'm open. I leave that to the people. I leave that to – you guys to decide. I'm not married to it. I'm offering you an idea.
For sure.
Look, it's simple. Right now, Michigan is entering the OSU game in the future line as a 14-point underdog. MSU's entering this weekend as a 20-point underdog. We're not close. Go look at what the historical data is of a 14-point underdog winning a game and a 20-point underdog winning a game. Historical data suggests you have no shot. It's another year we're not going to beat Ohio State, right? So where is it headed? OSU's not slowing down. Clemson, Bama, Georgia. And the best is yet to come with Georgia, by the way. Kirby Smart is only just ramping that up. It's basically now, instead of it being the top 10 or top 15 or top 20, it's really like the top 4 or 5, maybe 6. And neither of our schools are in it. When you actually break down, what you're doing, I just pulled this up, and you can do what you want with it. I know certain people like certain sites better, but, Michigan has 10 3-star kids committed. Georgia has 2. Because the rest of their class is all 3 5-stars and 11 4-stars. That's a huge talent differential right off the top. But yet the national rankings will say Michigan is 7 and Georgia is 6. Well, yeah, Michigan's got 23 guys committed. Georgia has 16. Like, it's just dollar for dollar, body for body, pound for pound. The playoff has accelerated how good the power programs are. I don't think you can fight that. The question is, what are you going to do about it? And for Michigan State, the answer is they're not going to do anything. They're just going to allow it to burn to the ground and go back to being 6-6. Michigan, I don't know what you do. I thought Harbaugh would recruit better. I thought Harbaugh would enter you into these discussions. You know, it's funny, like, Matt Charbonnet has a bum knee, right? And he's banged up, and people act like he's Earl Campbell. You know, if J.K. Dobbins gets hurt, they have Master Teague. You know, you go to these other schools, Bama's four deep at running back. You know, Texas or Georgia or LSU or Clemson, like, you're not recruiting like these schools. Harbaugh's not recruiting like these schools.
And the depth at multiple positions.
Look at the depth on the D-line. I mean, it's just, is this an unintended consequence of the playoff? That's really what I'm asking. And what do you want to do about it? I've offered you a cap. You form, and it's another thing the dirtbag NCAA can make money on, you form an actual recruiting committee. You form an actual list. If we can form a committee of who lets who into the NCAA tournament, why can't we form a committee that legislates the number of five stars and then the number you're allowed to have on your roster? That's it. Look, Clemson, you're not going to be able to bring in five this year. You can only bring in three. Choose wisely. You know, Alabama, you're not getting six of the top 25 guys this year. You can only take four. I don't know. Does that do anything for you? I don't know. I'm not whining about it. I know a lot of people are. I know I have a couple buddies who are Michigan fans who are. I've given up. My program's not serious about winning. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.